I did it in one August night with a sawn-off shotgun beneath my breath now. Don't ask me where he fucking got one. Now Dave comes in ragged, he's been round the bed, and he's all wigged out, he's gone off with Mum again. Mum just stands there and takes it like the backyard jacaranda, like Sisyphus, like a sunburned agapanda. One more day, one more hour, one more petal falls in the back veranda flower. Maybe then I find the words to say. One more day, I'd probably just piss it all away. One more, I'd lie awake a lifetime in your arms, not fade away. I'd never do no one any harm. One more day, one more day, just fade away. I'll fade away. One more day, I'll give me one more day. One more, I'll give me one more day.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. We're live. We're live.
Can you live guys hear on 91.5.
Can you hear yourself in the mics?
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Okay.
I can hear myself.
Hi, everybody. This is Sophie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I'm joined with three lovely guests. Do you guys want to introduce yourself?
I'm Mia.
I'm Shepherd.
I'm Aiden.
Yay!
Should we do more than that, or is that...
Well, I was going to say that these are three of the summer crew that's living in Somerville this summer. Wow, I just said summer three times.
Summerville crew is...
It's the whole vibe right now.
Yeah. Right. It's very summer vibe right
so
now.
So summery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful night, and I'm super excited to get to share this night with them, and it's my first WMFO show in a whole year, so I'm super excited to be back. And we're gonna be playing songs that we've been listening to recently. Three of us just got back from abroad, so maybe some songs we were listening to abroad. Songs for the summer. Yeah, do you guys have anything else to say?
Oh man,
I love WMFO so much.
I love WMFO. Yeah.
I'm so grateful to be here.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you, Sophie.
Yeah, thank you, Sophie. Yeah.
This is such
thank
an honor.
You.
Yeah.
I think I've been, you know, kind of like anticipating and waiting for this moment since I found out that you had a radio show about a week ago.
Well, you're welcome anytime. Okay, the first song is When I Get My Hands on You by the New Basement Tapes, and then we'll have some more songs and commentary coming up. All right, enjoy.
When I set my eyes on you, keep you out of town tonight. When I set my eyes on you, not gonna be out of my sight. Now you know, everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man. When I get my hands on you, gonna make you carry me.
when I get my hands on you. Gonna make you marry me. Now you know, everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man. When I come home to you, gonna take you down to the riverside. When I come home to you, hold you in my arms all night. Now you know, everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man. Now you know, everywhere on earth you go, you're gonna have me as your man.
That was some new Basement Tapes to start us off. And now Aiden's got a song, and he's going to tell you a little bit about it. First.
So this song, it's about a plan. It's called The Plan by a band Built to Spill from Idaho. I believe this song came out in the late 90s. But it's about planning, and sometimes it works out, and sometimes it doesn't work out.
So true.
Yeah. So, I don't know, sick song. I was listening to it in Berlin a lot. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. You gotta check it out.
Do you have an upcoming plan?
Oh, no. No plans. Well, actually, I just got a job.
Hey!
Earlier today.
What's your job, Aiden?
I'm gonna be a horticulturist. An intern at a horticultural place. I don't know.
It's probably the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
it might be the coolest thing ever.
Do you have a favorite plant?
Oh, I love a Japanese maple.
Oh, that's good.
It's a beautiful tree. Sometimes they get red in the fall. It's like, wow, what a beautiful plant.
Are they from Japan?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Just had to make sure.
Okay, well, let's listen to The Plant. Thanks, Aiden.
All right, little sneak peek there, the next one.
Yeah, tell us about the next song.
Yeah, this song, I actually don't know much about it, but what I like to do every once in a while is, like, when I feel like I've been listening to the same songs on repeat, I'll go to, like, Pitchfork or something and just see, like, what other people are listening to. And they had, like, named album of the year or record, what is the word I'm looking for? The people who released the songs.
The labels.
The label of the year they named was 8093. And this is an artist from that label or adjacent to that label that I randomly found. So crazy little roundabout there. But I listened to them like yesterday and I was like, this is a great song. So it just popped into my mind and I hope that everyone enjoys it.
Awesome. All right, press play.
Thank you. have a heart. Have a heart, 16666, and I know the part. You are the river flow, and we can never know. We're just the weatherman, you make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six such straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, fun.
All right, that was Real Real by the Sleigh Bells. It samples another very good song, Can You Get Into That by the Funkadelics.
Yeah.
Classic, yeah. Really good, fun summer vibes. One of my personal favorites. Yeah.
Love great
it.
Song.
Nice to listen to it all together.
That was fun. I like that one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mian. Next up, we have Country by Good Morning, followed by another Built to Spill song. Enjoy. Wait. Oh, do you want to talk about it?
I might change that song.
Okay, you might not hear that song.
You might not.
Listeners, beware.
Beware. A subject to change. All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
right, we're back. That was, sorry, we're still, I'm remembering how to use all the buttons. It's been a while. That was Country by Good Morning. And now our next song is?
Well, this next song is off an album that came out last year that I think is the best album that came out last year. It was absolutely fantastic. It's by an artist from my home state of Maryland, Nourished by Time, called The Passionate Ones. The song is called 9 to 5, and it's about a 9 to 5, kind of. I don't know. I'll let you discover what it's about for yourself.
Can I just say that?
Yeah.
I found out about this guy today.
Yeah? Really?
Because I got so bored in the office, I just started going on musical explorations.
Oh yeah.
And
this guy's
legit.
Let me tell you, my 9 to 5 on my double monitor screen, I was like, I have so much space to look at Spotify.
Yeah.
And I found him, and he's just the way he sings.
He's so good.
Everything about him is awesome.
He's so awesome. This definitely the best album that came out last year, my opinion.
He's from your hometown?
No, he's from Baltimore.
Oh. I'm not,
but he's from Maryland.
Do you know him?
No.
All right.
This
cool.
is 9 to 5 by Nourished by Time.
Choices, either left or right. He won't ever.
All right. That was 925 by Nourished by Time. And now we have another special guest in the studio. You want to say hi?
Hey, guys.
What's your name?
I'm Hayes. I just biked here. Yeah, guess I'm Hayes.
How's your day?
It's been good. It's been good. I'm a little bit sweaty now because I biked here and it's been a hot day, so I've been sweaty. But I don't know why I'm sharing that on radio.
How was your bike ride?
It was great. Get into biking again. I got Aiden's bike, one of the other co-hosts.
What up?
Yeah, and I got his bike. He gave it to me. And I've just been riding around everywhere nonstop.
The three of us had a lovely bike the other night.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, super fun.
That was fun. That was we kind of
super fun
for an hour and a half, 2 hours. That was great.
I was on my commute home from work, and I was walking from the T stop to my house, and I ran into Aiden and Hayes, and they invited me to go biking because I told them I got a new bike, and we had the best little adventure, and we went and got
her bike is so cool.
Yeah,
it's like an emerald green, and it's shiny, and it has green
I've seen it.
I'm
wraps.
Kind of
what's
obsessed with my
what's
bike.
Name
also,
again?
Also, you guys didn't see this, but my grandparents sent me a gold bell for my bike, and I
put
it on, and so now there's a gold bell, and it looks really nice.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with my bike.
That's good.
What did you name your bike again?
Jane.
Jane.
Oh, Froggy. Yeah.
Froggy.
Yeah.
Jane?
Yeah.
Froggy Jane.
And then Schwinn is the name. So
Schwinn.
You said it should be...
Oh, right. Right,
Jane,
right, right.
Froggy, Schwinn?
I think, yeah, in some order.
Yeah.
Schwinn, Froggy, right. Jane.
And now we have, before our next song, we have a special guest caller calling in.
Yeah.
If she's ready, Aiden.
Do we have a caller? Yeah?
Hello?
Yeah? You're live on the air.
Oh, hello. Okay, well, first, thank you for having me.
Of course.
And secondly...
wait, introduce yourself.
On your return to WMFO. That's amazing.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Izzy Mahoney.
Whoa.
I don't know about last name.
That was a joke. That's not...
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have the last name.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I wanted to call in for advice, because frankly, this is my first time on WMFO, and I know that sometimes you guys do this, and I'm just wondering for some peer... assistance, I guess.
Let's do it.
Well, what can we do for you?
So, if I can go, I will go and tell you.
Please.
Basically, I have a grandfather who's wonderful, and I have a not-so-wonderful step-grandmother who we recently found was on Facebook dating.
Oh,
what?
No.
Hello.
Yeah.
Both of them are alive. Just so you know, in terms of... Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
of life.
Relevance of life. Yeah.
Anyway, we're thinking. Actually, we're not thinking. We're probably gonna do it. We're gonna catfish her on Facebook dating. And
oh
we're
my
just
god!
Wondering if you guys have any traits that would be attractive to a 60-something woman from Long Island, so please, if you know anything that really gets those kind of ladies,
let me tell you.
Bagels.
Yeah. No,
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bagels,
a good
that was my
bagel.
Bagel?
Yeah.
Singular bagel?
One bagel.
Yeah, tell him to walk around with one of those old red metal wagons with full flowers.
Ooh.
Oh, that's sweet.
Or take,
oh,
take a photo of that if that's a dating app profile.
Okay. And I'm thinking a neutral Italian-American name Christian.
Yes.
Yeah? For, what about... So what's the lady's name, if you don't mind me saying?
Joanne.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So,
does Joanne have any hobbies that we could tap into?
Good question, man.
Yeah.
Hobbies of hers?
Yes.
Oh, God. I really, honestly, I'm thinking about it. She doesn't really do anything.
Maybe he owns a jet ski.
Yeah.
She goes to Aruba sometimes.
Yeah.
Does that count? I don't know. Aruba.
Yeah. She goes to Aruba? All right. So you need to have some pictures in tropical shirts.
Yeah, you need a photo with the
And
the
I like the wagon with the flowers.
Okay,
that was nice.
Pina colada in a floral shirt.
Bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Did we do you feel good about this advice?
I think we're gonna get her.
Do you need a pickup line?
It's a terrible situation. Yeah, do you need a pickup line?
Oh, do you have one? Please.
No, I was hoping somebody else did. Honestly. Shepherd, your
Let's
turn.
Let's all woo Joanne.
Is she conservative?
Yeah.
Well, that's very valuable information,
wow.
I think.
She's a 50, 60 something from Long Island. Like.
Yeah, why would you even ask that? valid question.
Sorry, I don't know if I can say that. She's older than me.
All right, we'll think of some pickup lines, and we'll be sure to let you know, caller. Okay?
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
I hope we helped. Yeah.
I have everything I need.
I hope the situation works out with your
and listen,
step-grandmother.
I hope everyone's happy.
Oh, you know what? It never will. But
oh.
I'm sorry.
Is Grandpa okay? Does Grandpa know?
Does Grandpa know? Yeah, I think so. I mean, he doesn't go to Aruba. It's a whole thing, you know.
So what happens in Aruba?
Stays in Aruba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much, Izzy.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Izzy.
The air has been lifted from my shoulders.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I'll keep rock and rolling. The songs are great.
All right. Thanks,
Izzy.
All right.
Hey, have a good night. All right, and up next we have. What's on the queue, Hayes?
Man, try and read that.
Let's see.
No.
Oh yes,
it's
this song.
Some Japanese
it's,
characters.
It's in Japanese, and I.
Do you know how
I
to say
don't
the
know,
name?
Guys? This is embarrassing. I don't know how to say it, but the artist is Bet Cover with an exclamation mark. I think it's pronounced Bet Cover, and. They are a Japanese jazz rock group, and from what I understand, every time they come out with new music, it's like a different genre, and somehow it's always really good. So they're very talented musicians, to say the least, and this is one of my favorite albums of theirs and of jazz rock in general, because I don't know that many jazz rock artists. So yeah, it's a wonderfully crafted album and song, and enjoy. You're gonna have to find the song yourself because I can't pronounce the name. Sorry.
Okay, well, let's give it a listen. Here it is. Bedrock.
Here it is.
Thank you. たちの頭の上をゆらゆらしているシャンデリアと小さな爆発眩しい爆発
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. Before we move on, I just have a quick public service announcement I'd like to make. Just a few numbers to think about the worldwide costs of American healthcare. So the annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product, that's GDP, is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the U.S. comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Think about it. Numbers to think about
really
from WMFO. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Wow.
What's up next?
Thanks, Shep. Thank you. That was a great PSA.
Of course.
We also have two new special guests. More and more awesome people keep coming to the studio. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, hello. I'm Izzy. And I'm with my friend Sara, but she's a little scared. If a sign comes, maybe she'll introduce herself.
Yeah. What did you do today, Izzy?
Oh.
Where are you coming from?
We came from yoga. What's her name? Our instructor? Brittany, but she's not like that. She's a very skinny, skinny woman. I have a hypothesis about her. She's 60, she's bony, she's anorexic, but on accident. Like, she just was one of those people who doesn't get hungry. She walks a lot. She walks very, very fast. And she's honestly lovely. Our goal for the summer is to become really close with her and invite her over for tea.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And who's got the next song?
I believe I do.
Okay, Mia, go ahead.
This next song that we have, Doctor's Orders, is...
coming right after the PSA on public health.
Yeah.
And also coming from a public health major.
Oh, yeah, public health major over here. This song is disco vibe. A little bit fun, a little different. It's, if you're sitting down, I encourage you to stand up and dance
in
unless
your car
you're driving, unless you're driving,
no, unless you're driving up, which stand up on the actually roof of the car. Fun fact about this song, when I was in my prime of listening to it, I did back up into a car while listening to this song and get into a car crash because it's a really good song. So get ready, guys.
All right, we're gonna all stand up and dance too.
Yeah.
Dance with us.
Dance with us.
He says there's nothing really wrong with me. I'm just missing my man. So, honey, please, come on home as soon as you can. Oh,
All right, that was a really fun song.
We were actually dancing.
We are all standing up now.
We're all standing up. Dancing.
We did dance.
I also apologize for whoever's trying to call in right now. I can't remember how to add the call into the line because it's been a minute, and I apologize. So stop calling the station because I can't add you to the thing.
And if you want to talk to us, my phone number... No, this is okay. My phone number is 206-965-0194. 206-965-0194. I'm curious if you're a student or not.
Maybe we'll pick up.
Give us a call. Chat with us. It'll be fun. I'm Hayes. I'm playing two songs next. One is a quick one by your favorite five-year-old rapper, Emily Montez. And then the next is Lonnie Donegan with a early skiffle classic. So I'll let Emily do the talking.
I'm losing my mind and I'm going insane. I'm rising to fame from this TikTok game. I'm spitting fire and I got bars. I can rap 1,000 words. Here to Mars.
That song was fun.
It was
super different than the one you played before. That Hayes.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about why you
How
chose?
How did you find that?
Well,
song?
Emily Montez is hilarious and was trending in 2014 because she was five, mostly, and also cited as potentially an early influence for Kanye West.
Was she on Ellen?
Auto-tune, yeah. So maybe inspired a whole generation of
Great
music.
Question.
That's spectacular.
Yeah.
Was she on Ellen?
Ellen? Probably. I think she's kind of an Ellen adjacent
character.
She's
like most 5-year-old famous in 2014. In 2014 Ellen. Went on Ellen. Yeah.
And that last song, I love that last song. It's Skiffle is a British genre that is cited as the earliest proto-punk genre. So that's kind of cool to think about punk rock and that song.
Yeah.
And that sounded very American too. That sounded like it was like Americana stuff.
You got action.
Yeah. Okay, well, this next song probably a lot of people will know because it's a Beyonce song.
Let's go.
It's Superpower by Beyonce featuring Frank Ocean. This song, it's just so good.
Can't go wrong with Beyonce.
It's so good. This song's awesome.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Different from when your hands are in mine. That's just the way it is. And when my voice is screaming out to my own ears, that feels different from when I hear yours. Now that's just the way it is. And when I'm standing in this mirror all these years, what I'm viewing is a little different from what your eyes show ya. I guess I didn't see myself before ya. Moving forward, a subtle power, a tough love, like a shark. Tough love.
And I thought the world would revolve.
I thought the world would revolve.
Without us.
Without us. Without us. Without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. Couldn't slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. Just like you, I can't be scared. And just like you, I hope I'm spared. But it's tough love. I know you feel it in the air. Even the babies know it's there. Tough love. The laws of the world tell us what goes sky and what falls. It's a superpower. The laws of the world never stopped us once. Cause together we got plenty superpower. A subtle power.
Superpower.
A tough love.
Superpower.
Like a shark.
Superpower.
Ooh, too much to bear.
Superpower. And I thought the world would revolve.
I thought the world would revolve.
Without us.
Without us. Without us. Louder.
But nothing I know could slow us down. Couldn't slow